Gulf cartel kidnapping campaign puts Mexican border city on edge. By Cartel Chronicles on February 25, 2020. Matamoros, Tamaulipas, ransom kidnappings and extortion schemes in this border city, presumably at the hands of the Gulf cartel, are sparking concern among locals as violence returns to the streets. This week, the U.S. Department of State issued a security notice after gunmen threw a grenade at Matamoros City Hall on Sunday. The grenade incident came days after gunmen shot up the local offices of the Mexican Navy, injuring one Marine. Earlier this week, gunmen walked into one of the two El Capitan restaurants and kidnapped the owner. The incident is supposedly linked to an extortion scheme where Gulf cartel operators demand a regular protection fee from local businesses to operate. The owner was not able to pay and was killed. Fearing reprisal, relatives did not contact Tamaulipas authorities and went on to hold visitation services and a burial. A second kidnapping took place this week inside a high school called Juan José de la Garza. Gunmen quietly abducted one of the principals. Relatives were forced to pay an undisclosed ransom to secure a release. The Gulf cartel is resorting to ransom kidnappings and extortion to further fund their operations. Several respected members of Matamoros society with no ties to organized crime were forced to pay ransoms and fees amid official assurances that the border city is safe. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinoza from Tamaulipas.